This morning, at the very southern end of the Gaza Strip, sweaty, barefoot men carried bags of cement on their backs. They moved the bags from a stack near a gaping hole in the ground to a waiting truck. The cement had come through a tunnel from Egypt, a rare load that made it. Over the past several weeks, Egypt's military has cracked down on the smuggling tunnels that bring many goods into Gaza. NPR's Emily Harris has the story from Gaza.
The leader of the cement-moving crew wears a T-shirt that says, "Not in the mood." He wouldn't say his name, but he would say he's glad to have work hoisting the heavy sacks and sliding them onto a flatbed truck.
90% of the tunnels are closed. In the other 10%, the goods are coming like eardrops, one at a time. Since the coup happened in Egypt, we sit for 3 days and we work for one.
It's hard to know exactly how many of the tunnels under the Gaza-Egypt border really are closed. But Gazan officials say the Egyptian military has bulldozed many openings on their side, as well as stopped trucks on the way to deliver goods through the tunnel system. Economy Minister Ala al-Rafati says Gaza's GDP has lost $230 million over the past 6 weeks, and thousands of jobs have ended, at least temporarily.
Construction is almost paralyzed. Many raw materials, spare parts, and maintenance equipment have stopped coming in.
Israel tightly controls construction material going into Gaza. Concerned extremists could use it for military purposes. So most cement comes through the tunnels. Even with the Egyptian crackdown, though, buildings in Gaza are going up. They're just delayed. Many consumer goods do come in from Israel. In grocery stores, just a few items are missing from the shelves.
We cannot say humanitarian crisis right now.
Adnan Abu Hasna is a spokesperson for the United Nations Relief and Works Agency in Gaza. The commodity he's watching most closely is fuel.
Because it's not only for cars, but for generators, for hospitals, for bakers, for everything. And people also, they cannot buy the Israeli fuel because it's very expensive.
When Gazans spot Egyptian gas for sale, cars line up for blocks and people crowd around pumps to fill plastic containers. One driver in line says the Hamas government has to figure out something. Political analyst Omar Shaban of PalThink agrees.
If the tunnels are not working, the ability of Hamas government to perform well is getting less.
But he says the bigger worry for Hamas is its relationship with Egypt now that President Mohamed Morsi has been ousted. Hamas is an offshoot of Morsi's Muslim Brotherhood. Analyst Shaban says the Egyptian military is putting pressure on Hamas by limiting tunnel trade now in order, perhaps, to get something later. He thinks Hamas has something to offer, particularly in a part of Egypt where the government is facing a wave of militant attacks.
They can cooperate in Sinai. They are a key player in the Middle East. Hamas is not a small thing. No, Hamas still can be part of the whole game.
Hamas lost funding from Iran earlier this year, about $250 million, says Ahmed Youssef, a leader in the Hamas movement. As he looks around for allies after Morsi's fall, he says Iran and Hamas are talking again.
We understand that we have both a common interest and when it comes to the conflict with Israel. So I think they understand, let's sit and talk. Yeah. What kind of strategy that we can build together to handle all these crises that took place in the last 3 years in the Arab world.
Including the crisis in Egypt. Emily Harris, NPR News, Gaza City.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.